In this next podcast, we will explore the topic of prophethood in Islam. Muslims believe that God has chosen many prophets to bring the message of Islam to the people. The belief in the prophets and their importance is known as Risalah. Prophethood, when someone is made a prophet, is a gift given by God to help humankind understand his message. The prophets are important for Muslims because they provided a method of communication between God and human beings. Many Muslims believe there have been around 124,000 prophets, of which 24 are named in the Quran. Muslims believe that the prophets and messengers are important role models to follow, as they were good people who lived good lives according to God's will. Some of the most important prophets in Islam include Adam, Ibrahim or Abraham, Musa or Moses, Isa or Jesus, and Prophet Muhammad, who was the final prophet and is known as the seal of the prophets. The first prophet in Islam was Adam. Adam was the first man on earth and the first prophet of Islam. Created by God from the dust of the ground, he is regarded as the father of the human race and so is treated with great reverence and respect. In the Quran, there are some quotes from the Quran which can help us understand Adam. One of his signs is that he created you from dust, and lo and behold, you became human and scattered far and wide. He created man from clay, then he moulded him. He breathed from his spirit into him. He gave you hearing and sight and mind. God gave Adam understanding and the names of all things, as this line from the Quran tells us. He taught Adam all the names of things. Then he showed him to the angels and said, "Tell me the names of these if you truly think you can." They said, "May you be glorified. We have knowledge only of what you have taught us. You are the all-knowing and all-wise." God then asked Adam to tell the angels the names of some objects that they did not know, but he did. God told the angels to bow down to Adam out of respect and admiration for his knowledge, but Iblis refused. His defiance resulted in him being thrown out of paradise, and he vowed to tempt humans to sin against God. In order to prevent Adam from being lonely, God created Eve, and they lived in the Garden of Bliss. There was only one rule they had to obey. "O Adam, dwell thou and thy wife in the garden and enjoy as ye wish, but approach not this tree, or ye run into harm and transgression." Iblis deceived them into eating the fruit from the tree, and they were thrown out of the garden. Their actions brought sin into the world. All humans would now be judged on the day of judgment. Adam is important to Muslims as a prophet because God gave him understanding, and in turn, Adam passed on his knowledge to the rest of the human race through his descendants. He was the first person to learn to plant seeds, harvest crops, and cook food. God revealed to him the food that Muslims are allowed to eat, how to repent for wrongdoing, and how to bury the dead. Adam and Eve had many children, including Cain and Abel. Another very important prophet in Islam is Prophet Ibrahim. Ibrahim is the Arabic name of the prophet Abraham. In the Quran, it says, "Who could be better in religion than those who direct themselves wholly to God, do good and follow the religion of Abraham, who was true in faith? God took Abraham as a friend." Muslims believe that he fulfilled all the tests and commands given to him by God, and so was promised to be the father of all nations. They believe that the prophet Muhammad was descended from Ibrahim through his first son Ishmael. The Quran presents Ibrahim as a role model because of his obedience to God, his kindness and compassion, and his refusal to worship idols. Ibrahim, or Abraham, is an important figure in Islam, Christianity and Judaism, and for this reason, all three faiths are called Abrahamic religions. As a young man, Ibrahim was determined to discover who created the universe. He wanted people to know who had made the stars, the moon, and the sun, which many people worshipped in those days. He declared that he wished to submit to the creator of the universe. He declared his belief in one God, Allah, and was determined to stop idol worship. One day when there was a big feast by the riverbank, he saw his opportunity. As everyone left the town, he took an axe and destroyed all the idols in the temple, except for the largest one. He left the axe tied around the neck of this statue. When the people returned, they were angry and demanded to know what had happened. Ibrahim replied that the biggest statue had destroyed all the rest, and that they could ask the statue if this was so. When the people objected that their idols could not speak, Ibrahim rebuked them, asking why they worship statues that cannot speak, hear, or defend themselves. The people were furious and demanded that Ibrahim be burned alive. An enormous fire was prepared on the orders of the king, and Ibrahim was thrown into it. A miracle occurred, and the fire only burned his chains, and he walked out completely unscathed, much to the amazement of the people. As a result, many people began to follow God. Many Muslims believe that Ibrahim had a dream in which God asked him to sacrifice his son. God did not take the boy, although Ibrahim was willing to sacrifice him, showing his willingness to be obedient and that he was a man of true faith. During the festival of Eid al-Adha, Muslims slaughter an animal to remember Ibrahim's willingness to sacrifice his son. Ibrahim is also remembered when Muslims go on the Hajj pilgrimage. For Muslims, this pilgrimage is a way to return to the perfection of Ibrahim's faith. Ibrahim is important in Islam because he was a man of great faith who denounced the worship of idols, rebuilt the Kaaba, and gave the message that there is only one God. In Arabia at the time, people worshipped many gods and statues, and Ibrahim made sure that his message was clear, that there is only one God and that people should stop worshipping idols. There, of course, have been other many key prophets in Islam that are mentioned. One that we should mention is Isa, known in the Christian faith as Jesus. In Islam, Jesus is recognized as a prophet and as the Messiah, but not as divine. He is seen as a messenger sent to the Israelites, performing miracles and guiding his people. Islam does not believe that Jesus was crucified or divine. They also believe that he is to return to earth in the end times to defeat the Antichrist. Muslims believe Jesus was a prophet of God sent to guide the Israelites with divine messages and miracles. The Quran refers to Jesus as the Messiah, signifying a special and honoured status. But Islam does reject the Christian doctrine of Jesus' divinity, the Trinity, and his role as the Son of God. Muslims believe Jesus performed many miracles, like healing the sick and raising the dead, by God's will. As mentioned, they also believe that Jesus will return to earth to defeat the Antichrist and establish peace and justice. A key difference from Christian theology is that Jesus was not crucified, rather God took him up to heaven, and it only appeared to others that he was crucified. The final prophet that we will look at is the most important prophet in Islam, and that is Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad was the final prophet in Islam and is known as the Seal of the Prophets. Muslims believe that Muhammad received the final revelation of Islam from God. In the Quran it says, "Muhammad is not the father of any one of you men. He is God's messenger and the Seal of the Prophets. God knows everything." Muhammad was born in around 570 CE in Mecca, in a city in a present-day Saudi Arabia. Muhammad became an orphan at an early age and was brought up by his uncle Abu Talib. When he became a merchant and gained a good reputation for honest dealing, He was 25 when he got married. A wealthy widow named Khadijah was his first wife. From an early age, he was religious, and on occasions he went to a cave in the mountains for meditation and prayer. There, in Mount Hijra, in 610 CE, he had an experience that changed his life forever. The angel Jibril appeared to him with a message from God. This was his first revelation from God. And for more than 20 years, Muhammad received further revelations, and these were combined together to form the Quran, the Muslims' most important holy book. 3 years after his first revelation, Muhammad began preaching the words he had received and spent the remainder of his life proclaiming that God is one, and that the complete surrender to God is the only acceptable way to live. He challenged the people of Mecca to give up cheating, drinking alcohol, gambling, and idol worship. This was not a message that the leaders of Mecca at the time wanted to hear, and he fled persecution with his followers to Medina. The event is known as Hijra and marks the beginning of Ummah, the worldwide family of Islam. The Islamic calendar starts from this date and the years are numbered AH after Hijra. Muslims believe that before the Hijra, Muhammad had an amazing experience which is recorded in the Quran. The angel Jibril took Muhammad on a miraculous journey to Jerusalem. In this event, known as the night journey, Muhammad was carried on a horse-like creature with wings, called Al-Burak. From Jerusalem, he ascended into heaven and saw magnificent signs of God and spoke to prophets such as Isa. He was told that people should pray 5 times a day. In Medina, Muhammad united the tribes and gathered an army of 10,000 Muslims. He marched on Mecca and conquered the city in the name of God. The 360 idols at the Kaaba were destroyed, and Muhammad set about introducing Muslim law. Muhammad's teachings and practices, Sunnah, which are found in the Hadith and Sirah texts, are still used as sources of Islamic law today. Muhammad won many battles, but in 632 he returned to Medina, became ill and died. He was buried in a simple grave. When Muhammad died, it wasn't clear who should succeed him. Muslims then split into two groups, Sunni and Shia. The Sunnis elected Abu Bakr as their first caliph, and the Shias believed that Muhammad named his cousin and son-in-law Ali as his successor. So Ali became the first imam. For Shias, it was important that Ali took control because they believed the Prophet had appointed him by divine instruction and that leadership should follow the family line. When Ali died, his son became the imam. Each imam followed was the son of the previous imam, with the exception of Hussein ibn Ali, who was the brother of Hussein ibn Ali. The 12th branch of Shia Islam believes there have been 12 imams in total. The last of the imams is Muhammad al-Mahdi, who they believe has been kept alive by God and hidden somewhere on earth and will return with Jesus to bring justice and equality. The imamate is important to Shia Muslims because they believe they need divine guidance to know how to live correctly. The 12ers believe in each generation there has always been an imam who is divinely appointed on the authority of all matters of faith and law.